Misfits Audio presents Blood Red Roses, Episode 7, Banished. Frost coats the countryside of England in the year 1461. Enter a land mired in warfare, as monarchs fight to claim the throne and fairies roam the land. A banshee has fled after delivering her doomed cry.
We were so fond of her.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And she did offer us years of service. Pity she had to bewitch Sir Richard. He was inexperienced, yet we saw in him a quality sorely lacking in you. Honor. He did more than spurt the knightly code. He lived it.
I must protest.
Ride ahead to St. Albans and report what you find. We have a friend in that camp who has splendid news for us. Do not return without it. And if you find the two traitors on the road, you know what to do.
I assure you, killing them will give me genuine pleasure.
If only I could say the same, Isabel. I am so sorry, but I cannot afford to look weak now. Not with the army of York at my doorstep.
Is it wrong of me to be enjoying this?
To be riding with someone you love, watching the sunrise glow through sparkling diamonds of frozen water. Finally away from the constant demands of life at court?
Having to oil someone else's armor and being covered in black grease half the day.
Starching and trying to loop up the queen's hair and enough braids to bring Rapunzel down from her tower.
I wish every day was like this. Perhaps this is how peasants live.
Not from what I've seen. They say the same of us, thinking we sit about, embroidering all the time. I wish.
Quite pleasant countryside, even in winter.
Wait until tonight. We are freezing to death, while trying to find a cottage that will house a dishonored knight and his lady.
They may evict me from court and hunt me down to my death, but no one on this earth can cause me to lose my honor.
I know. You remind me of it daily.
As you talk of nothing but peasants, really, why do they occupy your mind so? It's unnatural.
Perhaps it is part of my curse as a banshee, to care for all because all people will die some day regardless of rank.
You're very philosophical this morning.
Usually I bother the queen with this sort of thing.
And she put up with you all this time. How would you fancy a canter? We could reach St. Albans by nightfall.
Let me know if I'm holding you too tightly.
I'm in armor. I wouldn't feel it if you were trying to choke me.
Who goes there?
Should we tell him?
You have an alternative plan?
This is Sir Richard Bolingbroke, lately of the Lancastrian army. He has seen the error of his ways and wishes to join the righteous cause of the Earl of Warwick.
We got another one, boys! Please enter, sire. You'll be expected to report, of course. Seriously? How often do these guys switch sides, Murphy? I swear, we should get up a pot for how many a day.
That was remarkably easy.
Considering if someone chooses the wrong side in a battle, that automatically means they're head, it makes sense.
And I can see why some knights would do so. Look at these defences. They have dug themselves into trenches, and the artillery is the latest sort. I would have charged them, of course, but I admit to being relieved that I am not going to be throwing my life away quite so casually.
Poor Queen Margaret. Someone should warn her.
She would slay us on sight.
Still.
My father may have an idea. He's a wise old fellow.
If the York monsters left him alive...
You!
Oh, bugger.
She is a Lancastrian spy. Kill them!
I wish I had my bow.
I know this village better than they do.
I suppose you have a plan?
It's rather dark. This might work.
Whoa!
Quick, swim under the bridge. They've gone.
You threw me off a galloping horse.
Yes?
Into pitch blackness.
I told you I know this town well. Now they will follow our horse and not us. We can double back and find my father.
You are lucky the waters hadn't frozen over.
And I am not looking forward to recoating this armor.
How could you be thinking about rust at a time like this? And...
This may not be the timing I had in mind, but yes, I do love you, Isabel.
This audio has featured the voice talent of Tricia Groves as Queen Margaret of Anjou, Colin D. Snow as Lancastrian soldier, Alex Gilmore as Sir Richard Bolingbroke, Rachel Rumler as Lady Isabel Langley, and Richard Paul as Warwick's guard. Music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. This audio is released under a Creative Commons No Derivatives license in 2017. Visit misfitsaudio.com for more episodes.